I'm Chandra Tharp with Pet Talk on KEOM. Many dog owners dread the rainy weather. Worse than the mess they make after a potty break in the rain is the smell. The wet dog smell is very distinctive and overwhelming. Whether it's because of the rain, your dog decided to take a dip in the pool, or even after they've taken a bath. Why, oh why, do they smell so bad when they're wet? Well, it's really not their fault. There actually is science behind it. The American Kennel Club says that dogs naturally have microorganisms and yeast that collect on their fur when they go about their everyday lives. These organisms release volatile compounds that have a smell that we typically associate with a regular smell of a dog. But when they get wet, they become absolutely pungent. And as your dog fur dries, the evaporation causes the smell to become airborne, causing a virtual stink cloud to surround your dog, at least until it dries. There are some breeds that are more prone to this wet dog smell. Some retriever and hound breeds secrete more sebum oil, which helps keep their coat dry when they get wet. But the production of this oil holds in more of the bacteria, which then produces an even stronger smell when the water releases them. Wrinkly-skinned breeds can also smell pretty bad because the flaps of their skin will retain moisture, causing them to keep that wet dog smell longer and produce more bacteria in the folds. So it's normal and natural for dogs to have a distinctive smell when they are wet, but there are ways you can minimize it. First, regular bathing will keep the collection of the smell-causing microorganisms and bacteria at bay. But drying your dog off quickly will really help too. You might consider investing in a dog dryer, but if that's not possible, use multiple towels to dry them. Once one is saturated, use a dry one and try to absorb as much of the water as possible. If your dog has wrinkles or folds, make sure to dry in those areas also. And it will also help if you wash any of your dog's bedding and blankets, even their collar. Anything that might have collected any of those smell-causing organisms. Now, if your dog still smells really bad after they've thoroughly dried from their bath, there could be some other issues that need to be taken care of. Check out last week's episode to hear more about this. You can find it or any of the other episodes we've aired on our website, keom.fm. Look under the Programming tab for Pet Talk.